Today's daf is Tainus Daf Chav Zayin, and we are four lines from the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots, Elu Hein Mamodos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Liza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Chana Rifka Bas Freda, Gittel Bas Chaya, Sora Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Gedali Eliezer Ben Reuza, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rifka Bas Esther, Sora Shenzel Bas Yittel, Elio Ben Silla, Hennepero Bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas Ben Fego, and Baruch Ben Rachel. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Bracha Bas Reb Moshe Yitzchak, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Harav Yosef Isaac Ben Binyamin Aharon. So today's daf is going to continue to discuss the Mamados, something that the Mishnah mentioned at the beginning of the fourth perek, yesterday's daf, and really today's daf requires a little bit of an introduction. So we're familiar with the concept of the mishmaros, meaning the kohanim and the levitim were the ones that did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, it wasn't a free fall, meaning just because you're a kohen did not mean that you had the right to show up in the Beis HaMikdash and decide that you wanted to do the avodah. Rather, there was a setup. There was a system. All the kohanim were divided into 24 mishmaros. There were 24 groups, 24 families, quote unquote, of kohanim that then all kohanim were divided into. And if you were a member of the mishmar whose turn it was to do the avodah, that then gave you the right to be able to do the avodah. That was true for the kohanim. It was true for the levim as well. It's interesting, this idea that the Kohanim and the Levim were divided into Mishmaros is a Din D'Oraisa. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tes, Mitzvah 509, meant lists Mitzvah Liyos HaKohanim Oivdim B'Mikdash Mishmaros Mishmaros U'B'Mayadim Oivdim Ke'echot. A Mitzvah that the Kohanim should do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but how should they do the Avodah? Mishmaros Mishmaros. Says the Chinuch, "Sheyu haKohanim v'Leviim oivdim b'Mikdash le'Mishmaros k'loimar le'Kitos Yiduos." There should be groups. V'loitia yad haKol misasekes yachad ba'avoida, and you shouldn't have everybody just coming and trying to do the avoida, but rather it should be broken up into groups. Now, if the Chinuch lists this as a mitzvah, obviously it's a pasuk in the Torah. So, what's the makar in the Torah? The truth is, it's not a mafurish pasuk, but the pasuk does say in Parsha Shoftim, "V'sheireis b'shem." The pasuk is talking about the kohanim, even though it says levim, but really the pasuk is talking about the kohanim, and it says chelek kechelek yoychelu levad mim karov al ha'avos. So a little bit of a hard pasuk, but the way Rashi and Targum Onkelos teach the pasuk chelek kechelek yoychelu, meaning every single kohen had a right to the fringe benefits and the matnas kahuna that were being distributed in the Beis HaMikdash. Levad mim karav ala avos, with the exception of any arrangement that the kohanim make between themselves where they say that you're going to get this and I'm going to get that. Rashi says that what would that arrangement have been? What does it mean, levad mim karav ala avos? Oh, it means the mishmaros. So the Torah already is being merames to this concept of the mishmaros. Chelok, chelok, chelok. Every single kohen has a chelok in what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. Levad mim karav al ha'avos, with the exception of any arrangement that was made. Clearly, we're describing some sort of arrangement, which is the mishmaros. Thus, we have a remez for sure to the mishmaros in the Torah. The Chinuch lists it as a mitzvah esse d'oraisa, mitzvah liyos hakohanim oivdim b'mikdash mishmaros mishmaros. It's interesting. The Chinuch goes on and he says that what's the inyan? What's the svara? What's the reason for this mitzvah? What's the time of the krah? He says it's very simple, because if you would tell all the kohanim that you're all responsible for doing the avoida every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, what would happen is nobody would do the avoida, because we know the rule. It's a gemara in Erev and Daf Gimel, and in other places, kedeira de beishutfi loichamimi v'loi periri. When you have two chefs in the kitchen, the food is neither hot or cold. It ends up being nishtahin and nishtaher. So it's important that we regulate exactly which kohen or which group of kohanim are going to be responsible for doing the avodah every day. If we regulate it in that way, like this, we can be assured it's going to be done. But the point is, mishmaros trace itself all the way back to a pasuk in the Torah. The Chinuch, when he lists his Taryak mitzvahs, mitzvah 509, is the concept of the Mishmaris. Mechas Chinuch speaks out, Poshet, that even though the Chinuch holds that the concept of Mishmaris is a Deiraisa, it just means the concept. But the number 24 for sure isn't a Deiraisa. In fact, we're going to learn in today's daf that there was a lot of history. Initially, there were 4 Mishmaris, then 8, then 16, and then it was 24. Says the Mechas Chinuch, if there'll ever be a need to have more than 24 mishmaris, certainly there'll be more than 24 mishmaris. If for whatever reason there had to be less than 4 mishmaris, there could be less than 4 mishmaris. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how many mishmaris there has to be. The only thing it says in the Torah is levad mimkarav al ha'avos, which is a reference to some sort of arrangement that the kehanim were able to and clearly were instructed to make between themselves. Meaning, you want to regulate it. It shouldn't be a kedera de beishotvi. In terms of the amount, even though the number that we're familiar with is 24, that's just an arbitrary number. That's just the way it happened to have been during a certain period of time. But there were times in history where there were less, and there's no reason to assume that there can't be times in the future where Metzah Shem it's going to be more. Either way, that's the concept of the Mishmaris. We also saw that the Mishmaris themselves were subdivided, and they were subdivided into Batei Avos, which means each Mishmar was responsible for doing the Avodah for a week. Okay, then we took the Mishmar and we said, all right, this group of the Mishmar is going to do it on the first day of the week. Second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. Meaning, you could be a member of the Mishmar, but doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be your day. Now, if you're a member of the Mishmar, even if it's not your day, you have more of a shaychus to the Avodah than someone for whom it's not the Mishmar at all. But at the same time, there's levels. There's the base Av, there's the Mishmar, and then you have all the other Kehanim. We'll see in the course of the Daf a fascinating Rabbeinu Gershom in our Daf on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where Rabbeinu Gershom says that what did the Kehanim who weren't a member of this particular Beis Av, what did they do? So you're a member of the Mishmar, but today's not your day. Today is Monday. You're going to be doing it on Wednesday. So what now happens with you? Like, what are you supposed to do that day? So you just sit around, you're waiting just in case somebody becomes a mum, someone gets hurt. So now you're going to come and you're going to fill in. Rabbeinu Gershom says that all the other Kehanim would daven. There were special tefillas and yehiratzins that they would say. They would be mespalo, ritzei, that the isha yisrael usfilosim mehira bahava sakabel beratzin. They would be mespalo to the Ebesha that the tefillas should be accepted. And that's one of the themes that we're going to see again in today's daf, that tefilla was a very, very big part of the avodah. That even when there was avodah taking place, still there was tefillah. I mean, we always think of tefillah as being b'makkah in the avodah, in lieu of the avodah. Shacharis is keneged the tamid shel shachar, minchas keneged the tamid shel beinu rabayim, ma'ariv is keneged daktaras emurim of the tmidim. But the truth is, even together with the karbanis, tefillah was a very big deal, which segues us into the mamadis. So these were the mishmaris, then we had the mamadis. So what exactly were the mamadis? So the Mishnah mentions it. This is very much the sugya that we're learning right now. Yesterday we went through the Mishnah, but just today, as far as the last part of the introduction, just to read L'shoinei Hazov Shal HaRambam. So the Rambam's in Yad Chazaka, in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash, it's Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. It's impossible for a person to bring a carbon if he's not standing by the carbon. Now, the carbonis atzibur hein carbon shall call Yisrael. The carbonis atzibur were carbonis that belong to every single yit. V'yef sheshiyu Yisrael kulam imdem mazar b'shas carbon. And it's impossible for every single yit to be in the azar at the time that the carbon's being brought. L'fichach, because for that reason, tiknu neviyam arishoinim, the neviyam were mesakin, sheyivruru mi Yisrael kisherim v'yirechei. That they should be bairer, they should choose from amongst the Yisraelim, people that are ksherim, the Yirechei, these were chashuv people. Yiyu shluchei kol Yisrael. They are going to be shluchim of all of Klal Yisrael. Lamed ala karbanos, to stand and be present when the karbanos are brought. Vehem hanikroyim, and they're known as the anshei maimed. Says the Rambam, v'chilku oisam esrim v'arba mamodes. The people that were members of this elite group known as the Anshei Maimed were then divided into 24 different subgroups. Kiminyan mishmores kohuna v'leviyah. That corresponded to the 24 Mishmaris of Kahuna and the 24 Mishmaris of Leviyah. Val kol maimed umaimed, echod memuna al kulam, v'hu nikra roisha maimed. Every single maimed had a roisha maimed. Just like every beis av had a roish beis av, and every mishmar had a roisha mishmar, every maimed had a roisha maimed. Says the Rambam, halacha beis b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos mitzkabtzim amshim maimed shaloisa Shabbos. Every single week, the members of that maimed would convene, they would congregate. Any one of these people that were living in Yerushalayim or close by, they would enter the Beis HaMikdash in Mishmar Kohuna V'Leviya Shalayis HaShabbos. And again, this is the main point. So like this, they'll be standing next to the carbon when it's being brought. The people that were far away, when it came there, they would enter their Beis HaKnesses. Says the Rambam Malacha Gemal, what did these people do when they got together? Meaning, and the Rambam says clearly, it means all the Anshei Maimon, both the ones that are in Yerushalayim and the ones that were in their respective cities. Misanim b'sheni b'shabbos shalem. They would fast on Monday, ubishlishi on Tuesday, ubirvii on Wednesday, ubichamishi and on Thursday. Abel erev Shabbos lohayim misanim. Erev Shabbos they didn't fast. B'pnei kovet haShabbos, ubeechad haShabbos also they didn't fast. Ubechol yoyim v'yoyim says the Rambam b'shabbos shehim amodam mispalin arba tefilas. They would daven four tefilas every single day. They would duchen says the Rambam. They would take out the Sefer Torah, and the Rambam goes on and talks about what exactly the Kriyas HaTorah was, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, this is the basic concept of the Mishmaris, the basic concept of the Ma'amadis, a little bit of a long introduction, but it's going to, hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, just make the daf flow a little bit more smoothly. And in general, this is a very Yesoidis Tega introduction in this, from the standpoint of it's just a little clarity in terms of what went on at the Beis HaMikdash literally every single day. Zok de Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Elu hein ma'amadis. The following were the ma'amadis. And then immediately, the Mishnah mentions a pasuk. L'fisha ne'metzavis b'nei Yisrael, es karboni lach mi le'ishai. And the Mishnah asked the question, how could a person be standing next to his karbon? Meaning, if the carbon is for all of Klal Yisrael, it's an impossibility. And the Mishnah went on and talked a little bit about the Ma'amadis. But the Gemara begins with a very subtle question. My Kama. Meaning, the Mishnah sounded like it was about to introduce the Ma'amadis. Elu hein Ma'amadis. This is what the Ma'amadis are. And then we start discussing the issue that the Ma'amadis were coming to address without actually saying what the Ma'amadis were. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Just again, very subtle. Elohei Ma'amadis, what were the Ma'amadis? Umatam tiktu Ma'amadis. And why were Chazal Mesakin the Ma'amadis? For that, the answer is, L'fishin emetzavis b'nei Yisrov, v'imar talem, es korboni lach mili ishai, ve'ich korboni shalodim karav. How could a person make a carbon for eini oimid agabav? He's not standing next to his carbon. Hiskinu neviyim arishoinim. So the neviyim arishoinim were Mesakin, esrim v'arba mishmaris, 24 mishmaris. Hakol mishmar u'mishmar, ha'yamaymid b'Yerushalayim, shal kohanim v'shal levim. V'shal Yisraelim. So there were 24 Mishmaris. Together with that, there were 24 Ma'amadis. Yis Ma Mishmar Lalis. When it was time for the Mishmar to go to Yerushalayim, Kehanim v'Levim, Oilim l'Yerushalayim, the Kehanim and the Levim would be Oilim l'Yerushalayim. This is a very abridged, fragmented version of what we just spoke out from the Rambam. 24 Mishmaris of Kehanim, 24 Mishmaris of Levim, and connect them, 24 Mishmaris of Yisraelim. They were the Anshei Maim. Tanu Rabbanan, another braisa that talks about the Ma'amadis. Esrim v'arba Mishmaris be'Eretz Yisrael. There were 24 Mishmaris of Kehanim in Eretz Yisrael. V'shtei mesrei b'Yerichai. And there were 12 in Yerichai. Says the Gemara, shtei mesrei b'Yerichai. Do the math. 24 in Eretz Yisrael plus 12 in Yerichai, Nefesh and Letuva. You're going to end up with 36. I thought the number is supposed to be 24. Elushteim Esrei Mehen B'Yerichai. There were 24. Of the 24, 12 were in Yerushalayim, and the other 12, interestingly, were in the city of Yerichai, says the Braisa. Higiyas Man HaMishmar Lalis, when it was time for any individual Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, chatzi ha-mishmar ha-ya oylem Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, half the mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, v'chatzi ha-mishmar ha-ya oylem, not me Yerichai, but li Yerichai. They would go to Yerichai, k'dei she-yisafku mayim u-mazayin l'acheim she-b-Yerushalayim, and their job was to make sure that all the kehanim that were going up to Yerushalayim would have whatever they needed. Meaning, every single week, there was some sort of pilgrimage that was taking place. The kehanim would leave their respective cities, and they would go up to Yerushalayim to do the Beis HaMikdash. Not all Kayhanim, but any kind. That was a member of a Mishmar whose week it was to do the Avodah. Now, these Kayhanim needed a little bit chizik sometimes along the way. Mayim, Umazayin. So what happened is part of the Mishmar would go to Yerichai, and their job was to give the Yidden that are traveling along the way. Yerichai, Rashi says, is Samach Yerushalayim. So they would be there close by, and they would be helping and giving them everything that they needed. But the point is, of every single Mishmar, half of the Mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, and the other half of the Mishmar would be in Yerichai. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kayhanim v'Levim v'Yisraelim ma'akvim es ha-karbon. Kayhanim ha-ma'akvim es ha-karbon, that's Kachim 101. Levim, the fact that Shir is ma'akvim the carbon, that's also for sure. Even the Yisraelim, the Ma'am Amadis that we're talking about right now was Makiv as a carbon. Masnisa Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Kayhanim the Levim, the Klishir Ma'akvin as a carbon. That not only are Kayhanim Levim Ma'akiv as a carbon, and Yisraelim, by the way, but Klishir are also Ma'akiv as a carbon. So the Braisa mentioned something that Rav Yehuda Mashmul didn't say. Rav Yehuda Mashmul said, Kayhanim Levim and Yisraelim. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Kayhanim Levim, Yisraelim, and the Klishir. So it seems like we have a machlekes whether the instruments were ma'akiv a carbon or they were ma'akiv a carbon. So as part of the procession of the Karbanos Sibur, there were instruments that were played. And the question is, those instruments, were they ma'akiv or they not ma'akiv? And it sounds like there's a machlekes between Shmuel the Amora and Rav Shimon ben Elazar the Tana, which in and of itself is a problem because Shmuel is not a Tana Ubalik. But either way, says the Gemara, but Maiko Mifliki, what's the machlekes? Mar Sovar, the Tana of the Brice, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds Ikashir Bepeh. That Rav Shmuel holds Ikashir is Bepeh. I mean that Ikashir is Bepeh, so therefore you don't need the instrument. You need the Levi to be singing, but the instrument itself is not Ma'akiv. Umar Sava Ikashir Bekli, whereas Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that Ikashir is Bekli, and being that Ikashir is Bekli, Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and the Klei Shir are all going to be Ma'akiv the carbon. Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav. Moshe Tikin Lem Li Yisrael Shmoina Mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin for the Yidden 8 Mishmaris. Arba Me'a Lazar, Vidal Me'sam, 4 from Elazar, 4 from Isamar. So this is after the Petir of Nadav and Avihu. So now Aharon had 2 sons, Elazar and Isamar, and Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin that there should be 4 mishmaris from Elazar and 4 mishmaris from Isamar. Bashmuel, Shmuel came that midan al sheish esrei, and he expanded the list. He expanded it to 16. But David and David Melch came, the midan al esrim barba, and he made it 24. Shenemar, what's the makar to this? Because the pasuk says bishnas harba lemalchus David nidrashu vayimotzi behem giborei chayo biyazer gilot. Now you need the context. The context over there is that there were 24 mishmaras. When were there 24 mishmaras? It was in the 40th year of Malchus David. 40th year of Malchus David. That's when there were 24 mishmaras. So it sounds like David Melch is the one that did it. Shmuel Anavi wasn't alive at that point. So it sounds like David Melch must be the one that did it. So you see that when did it become 24? It became 24 in the times of David. So it started off with 8, Moshe. Then Shmuel made it 16. David HaMelech made it 24. Faith Gemara, is that true? Meisvei, last year Kasha from another Braisa. Moshe Tikin Lehem Li Yisrael Shmoina Mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Ei Mishmaris. Abraham Yilaz, Abraham Yisamra. So far, so good. But David Vishmuel, then David and Shmuel came, then Midan Al Esrim Va'arba, and they made it Esrim Va'arba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hema Yisa David Ushmuel Haraya Be'emunasam. But we learn from there that David and Shmuel together were the ones that made it 24. So what's the kasha? The first price is said Moshe made it 8, Shmuel made it 16, and then David made it 24. The second price says Moshe made it 8. That's the same. But then it says that Shmuel and David together took it from 8 to 24. So it's the chastira. Did Shmuel make it 16 and then David made it 24, or did Shmuel and David together make it 24? So the Gemara says Hachi. Comment. This is the way you're supposed to read the second brisa. Mi yisoydo shel David u'Shmuel haramasi hem midon al esrim va'arba. Meaning, what the pasuk says is heimo yisad David u'Shmuel haroya b'munasa. Pashut. What the brisa means to say, the way we're darshaning the pasuk, is that David and Shmuel together, they aligned, they joined forces in some coalition, they got together and they co-signed this halacha and din, and they increased the amount of mishmaris. Like, well, that's not what happened. Between the two of them, it resulted cumulatively in 24, but it happened really in 2 phases. First, Shmuel took it from 8 to 16, and then David took it from 16 to 24. So what do we have now? We have what Rav Chama Bar Gurya said in the name of Rav, and we thought we had a kasha from a braisa, but ultimately we supported it from a braisa, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8 mishmaris, Shmuel Anavi came and he made it 16, then David HaMelech came and he made it 24. Zok the Gemara Tanya Idach, but we have another braisa, a braisa that completely contradicts us. Moshe Tikin Lem Liyisrael 6 Esrei mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin not 8 mishmaris, but 16 mishmaris. Shmoina Me'el Elazar, 8 from Elazar, Shemayna Misamar, and 8 from Misamar. So not 4 from Elazar, 4 from Misamar, but rather double. 8 from Elazar, 8 from Misamar. There was a time in history where there were a lot more Kayhanim from the family of Elazar than there were from Misamar. So Chilkun, he subdivided it. They did. We'll see who. Vehemidun al esrim va'arba, and they turned it into 24. What's the makar to this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, and this is a sasum diga pasuk. It says, Vayimatsu b'nei Elazar rabim. It was found that the Bnei Elazar were rabbin. There were more Kohanim from Elazar than from Yisamar. L'roshei ha'gvarim min Bnei Yisamar. So again, there are more people from Elazar than they are from Yisamar. Vayachlekum l'vnei Elazar roshem l'veis avay shisha asar. So they went ahead and they divided Elazar into 16 mishmaros, ulevnei Isamar, levesavaisam shmoina, and the family of Isamar was 8, says the Gemara. So what do you see from here? You see that it started off one way, and then eventually there were so many more kayanim from Elazar than there were for Isamar that they increased the amount of Elazar. And what was the cheshbon, says the Brai? So originally, Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8 and 8, and then when this pasuk happened, vayimatsu bnei Elazar rabim l'rashi agvarim bnei Isamar, so then they increased it like the pasuk says, levnei Elazar rashim leveisav eshisha asar, ulevnei Isamar leveisav eshisham shmoina. The Gemara says, va'oimer, and there's another pasuk. This next pasuk is 2 psukim later, and that pasuk, again, is describing the Mishmaros, and it says the Roshei Ha'avos LaKoyhanim base of Echad Achuz LeElazar the Achuz Achuz LeIsamar. So what does this even mean? Base Echad Achuz LeElazar. Elazar was increased by 1 unit. For Achuz Achuz LeIsamar, the unit that Isamar had, it remained with. So base of Echad Achuz LeElazar means Elazar got more. Achuz Achuz LeIsamar means Isamar remained the way it was. And the way the Brice is explaining it is it started off 8 and 8. So what's the unit? The unit is made up of 8 Mishmaros. Base Echad Achuz LeElazar, Elazar got another unit of 8, therefore Elazar now has 16. The Achuz Achuz LeIsamar, Isamar remained with the original 8. So we have 2 psukim really, and there are a few psukim apart. Divrei Yamim Aleph Chavdalad Dalid and Divrei Yamim Aleph Chavdalad Vav. Then I'm making the same point, and that is it started off 8 and 8, then Elazar was increased to 16, and Isamar remained 8. So the Gemara says, my volume, why do you need 2 psukim to make the same point? So the Gemara, because V'chitei Mehechad and Afishi Bnei Elazar, Hacha Nami Afishi Bnei Isamar. Shmoina meikara harba havi tashma. Therefore, we have a second pasuk based of echad achuz leelazar v'achuz achuz leisamar. Says the Gemara, had we only had the first pasuk, all you would see is that at some point the family of Elazar increased. They increased Elazar to 16, and Isamar was 8. Now, we're assuming that Isamar was always 8, just like Elazar was always 8. When the Bnei Elazar were rabbim, so they increased the Bnei Elazar, but the Bnei Isamar weren't touched. So it started off, Moshe was Misakin 8 and 8, and then it went 16 to 8, right? That's the understanding we had in the Pasuk. But the Gemara says it's not Muchach, that's what Pshat in the Pasuk is. Maybe, just like they increased Elazar, they also increased Isamar. However, maybe they just increased Elazar more than they increased Isamar because Vayimatsu Bnei Elazar Rabim. But how do you know that it started off 8-8? Then Elazar, because they were Rabim, were increased to 16 and Isamar just remained status quo. Maybe Elazar was increased. Isamar was also increased, but Elazar was increased more than Isamar, and that's why you end up with 16 and 8. But you don't see the first half of the equation. Remember, it's technical, but the Brice has said Moshe was Misakin 8 and 8. Then he went, or they went, and increased Elazar from 8 to 16, and Isamar, they stayed the way it was. How do I know it? Because I have a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says there were so many members of Elazar that they increased Elazar to 16. Does that mean that they didn't increase Isamar? No, you'll say, yeah, because no, the pasuk says there were so many members of Elazar. Yeah, there were so many members of Elazar, that's why they increased Elazar to 16. But maybe they increased Isamar as well. But because there were less members of Isamar, they only increased Isamar to 16, to 8. What was it previously? I don't know, maybe it was 4. So you don't really see the whole halacha of the Braisa. You know where you see the whole halacha in the Braisa? In the second pasuk you see it. Because the pasuk says, base of Echad Achuz LeElazar, they increased Elazar by 1 unit, the Achuz, Achuz LeIsamar, and they and Isamar remained the way it was. And we know that from the previous pasuk that it's 16 and 8. So it's 16 and 8. Isamar wasn't touched. That means Isamar was always 8. Elazar, this is like algebra, was increased 1 unit. So we know that unit has to be the equivalent of what it was. Oh, it was doubled. Oh, it's a 16 and 8. That's you have 24. Because the bottom line is, says the Gemara, you have a Braisa that says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin 8 and 8. Then they increased Elazar to 16. Isamar remained at 8. And that's how you have 24. What's the problem? The problem is, Tufta, the Rav Chama Bar Gurya. It's a Tufta on Rav Chama Bar Gurya, because Rav Chama Bar Gurya said, very innocently, in the beginning of this Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin 8 Mishmaros, and then Shmuel came, and he took it from 8, he made it 16, and David HaMelech went from 16, and he turned it into 24, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin 8, so we have Akasha. Rav Chama Bar Gurya said Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin 8, and here we have a Braisa that says Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin 16. Amalek Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Rav Chama Bar Gurya is going to tell you, I hear, it's true, you have a Braisa not like me, but you had another Braisa as well. The Gemara had brought a brisa where the brisa said very, very clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu made 8. And then afterwards, Shmuel and David together made it 24, right? The Gemara first thought it was a kasha on Rav Chama Bar Gurya. But one thing that brisa for sure said was that Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8. No, so if there's a brisa that says 16 and there's a brisa that says 8, says Rav Chama Bar Gurya, I can pick and choose whichever brisa I want to pass. I'm like, nuva, no, the Amriki, I tana, the Amashmina. I hold like the brisa that says that really Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8. More about the Mishmaris. Tana Rabban, Rabban Mishmaris, Olam and Agoyl. There were 4 Mishmaris that were alu min hagoyla. So Rashi says, what are we talking about? Important Rashi, 2 lines from the bottom, bebayasheni. It's referring to bayasheni. Fashar lo yalu. Only 4 mishmaris went. So there were 24 mishmaris already dating back to the times of David HaMelech. That means throughout Bayis Rishon, there were 24 mishmaris of Kayana. All the mishmaris were taken into Golos. They ended up in Bavel. 70 years, Shushan Habira, Koiresh. And the Yidden are given permission to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And when they were given permission to go up to Eretz Yisrael, most of the Yidden didn't go. Rashi's Lashon. Shaharbe mi Yisrael nishtairu v'loi rotzu lalos. If you learn Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, right in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, the Pasuk says that when Koresh, secularly known as Cyrus the Great, gave the Yidden permission to go up to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, he didn't just give them permission, he paid for it. He financed the whole thing. So he said, go, I'll give you all the kelim that were taken by Nebuchadnezzar. You can have everything back. Amazingly, there were only 42,360 Yidden that answered the call and that actually went. Not just that, but Chazal, the Rishonim say that most people that had anything to do in Bavel stayed back in Bavel. Meaning, if someone had nothing to lose by going up to Eretz Yisrael, so no, I might as well go to Eretz Yisrael. But if someone had Parnassa in Bavel, or if someone was a member of a yeshiva in Bavel, he didn't go. Most Yidden did not go back to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, we know that when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, he was looking for Levim to do the Avodah. He couldn't find any Levim. And that's what the Gemara famously says, that he canceled the Levim. The knas was that even though the Levi really is supposed to get Ma'aser Rishon, he said the Levi is not going to get Ma'aser Rishon anymore. Now you should give the Ma'aser Rishon to the Kayhanim. Just like the Kayhan gets Truma, you should give him the Ma'aser Rishon also. It's because there were no Levim. So the bottom line is, he had 24 Mishmaris during Bayis Rishon, but Tachlis, when the Yudin went back up to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, you didn't have 24 Mishmaris go. But rather, Arba Mishmaris Olu Min Hagoyla. Ve'elu hen Yedaya, Charim, Pashchur, and Imar. The Gemara says, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinayim, the Nevi'im that were there, got up, Ve'chilkum. And they took these 4 mishmaris and they subdivided them into 24. They made them al esrim varba. Meaning they wanted to have the number 24. This was something that they wanted in the beginning of Bayashen, even though we said earlier in the introduction, it wasn't necessary. You didn't have to have 24. Maybe for symbolic purposes, but they wanted to have 24. Okay, bololom. Then they took the names of these new mishmaris, the Nasnam Bekalfi, they wrote it on a piece of paper, they put it into a basket of Taraf Bekalfi fame, of Mesachtes Yuma, but Yedaya came first, Venatal Chelka, he took his Chelik, meaning the first one he pulled out was going to be his, the Chelik Chaverov, Shesh, and then he took 5 together with him, Bacharim, Venatal Chelka, the Chelik Chaverov, Shesh, Vechein Pashchor, Vechein Imar, Vechein Histu, Nevim Shebeneim, and the Nevim made the following condition. They said, Shafilu Yehoirov, Roish Mishmaris, Yehoirov, who was the chief of all the Mishmaris during Bayis Rishon, Oilo, even if he would come to Eretz Yisrael now, Lo Yitcha Yedayim and Koimoy, Yedaya, he is the new Roish HaMishmaris, El Yedaya Ikav, Yehoirov, Tafel, Yehoirov will be Tafel. Meaning, if other Kehanim were going to come, they were going to be able to partake. But right now, there's a new setup of the 24 Mishmaris, Madahava Hava, whatever was in Bayis Rishon, meaning, theory, all the Kehanim could have came and the Mishmaris could have came and they would have gone back to the way things had previously been. But because they didn't, so now there was already a new setup, there were 4 Mishmaris, those Mishmaris were subdivided, there was a Seder of who got to go first and whatever other perks that came along with. Seems like during Bayis Rishon, Yehoirov was in charge. He was number 1. During Bayis Sheni, it was Yedaya. What would have been if Yehoirov would have came? Well, you would have to get online. But in terms of him going back to being the Reish HaMishmaris, that's not something that he would have had. Either way, we're talking about the Mamadis. We're going to have now a classic Agadat the Gemara, again related to the Mamadis. Zok the Gemara. V'Yisrael Shabayis HaMishra Miskansim Bareim V'Koyrim B'Maisa Bereshis Minohani Mili. What's the Makar? So to the whole concept of the Mamadis. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha said, Amar Rav Asi in the name of Rav Asi. Ilmoli Mamadis. We're not for the Mamadis. Le'Neskaimu Shemayim V'Aretz. Shemayim V'Aretz won't have a Kiyam. Meaning the world stands because of the mamadis. Or more specifically, the world stands because of the karbonos. So the context is the Brisbane Absorma. Kadosh Baruch has been promising Avram Avinu, he's going to have a family and everything is going to be gavaldic. And at some point, Avram comes and he tells Hashem, I need proof. Amar Avram, Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning, what did he mean to say? Shem Yisrael Chaytan Lefanech. Maybe the Yidin are going to sin, and Ata Oisel Lehem, and you're going to do to them Kedara Mabel Kedara Flago. You're going to do to them what you did to the Dara Mabel and the Dara Haflago. Amale, so he told him back, laugh. No, I'm not going to do that. Amar Lefanech, Ribbono Shel Olam. Hodieni Bamei Rishena. How am I supposed to know? Meaning, how do I know that the man is not going to sin again to the point where they're going to deserve the Dara Mabel and the Dara Flago? Amale, he told him Kheli Eglam Mishuleshes. The Brisbane Absarim. What was the significance of the Brisbane Absarim? Bring animals. The animals are supposed to symbolize the carbonus. That if the Yidden ever find themselves in such a situation, you'll bring a carbon, and by bringing the carbon, everything is going to be okay. Okay, I'm a lefanov. Savram Avinu said, that's all good when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Matei Alim. What's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, once upon a time, we used to bring carbonus. So what about today? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So what's our guarantee today that there's going to be no Dar HaMabul and Dar HaFlogo? Amaloi. So he told him, Kfarti Kanti Lahem Seder Karbonos. I gave the Yidden the Seder HaKarbonos. Kols man, Shekoyrim Bohen, as whenever the Yidden read from Karbonos, Malani Aleim Ki'ilu Hikrivum Lefanai. I will consider it Ki'ilu. They brought the karbonos, and I'm going to forgive them for all the averus that they did. So this is the well-known Gemara. It's also a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara mentions this special koyach of the carbon, and what the carbon does, it sustains us. What then do we do now that we are not able to bring carbonus? If the carbonus are so critical that we're only alive today because of the carbonus. No, we don't have it. We haven't had carbonus for close to 2,000 years. So what do you mean? What now? Oh, the teretz is that even though we don't have carbonus, but at the same time, kfartikanti lahem seder carbonus, and bezman shekoyru mehem lefonai malani aleim kilo hikrivum vani moichel lohem al kol avoyneseim. Of course, there's a similar Gemara in the end of Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara says that even though we don't have karbonos bezman hazeh, but zois teiras ha'oilos, zois teiras achatos, zois teiras hamincha, that kol oisik b'teiras ha'oilos ki'ilu hikrev oilo. Kol oisik b'teiras achatos is ki'ilu hikrev chatos. So it's true that we don't have the ability to physically bring karbonos bezman hazeh, but ki'ilu that we do have. We can be oisnik b'teiras achatos, we could be koirin the seder ha'karbonos. We can learn kachim, we can say karbonos, and by doing that, it's going to be malani aleichem ki'ilu hikrivim lefanai, and the Gemara's language is very stark. V'ani moicha lehem al kol avoynoi seyem. The Marsha on this Gemara has a little bit of an arichos, and at the end he teaches that David HaMelech said, lulei soyroscha shashuai, Ozov adeti ba'onis. He says, Yesh loymar al pi this Gemara. That you see from the Gemara, Umolim amodis loyneskaimu shemayim va'oretz. That shemayim va'oretz can have a kiyum without the karbonis. But at the same time, now, and there have been tkufos where we didn't have karbonis. So says the Gemara, Omele, fun of Ribbono Shel Olam, Avraham Avinu told Hashem, Tenech bezmancha beis hamikdash kaim. Bezmancha im beis hamikdash kaim, matei aleim. And what's the teretz? The teretz is you can learn the parish of the karbonis. You can read the parish of the karbonis. So he said, Lulei say roscha shashua, taiches the marsha, we're not for the Torah, ozavaditi ba'anye. Because Umolim amodis lein eskaimu shemayim va'aretz. And how do we have that today? We have that through the Torah. That's Lulei say roscha shashua, ozavaditi ba'anye. Just one interesting ha'ara before we go weiter. So Avraham Avinu tells Hashem, you know, I'm very afraid because it's very nice. You promised me I'm going to have a child. But how do I know that my descendants are always going to do the right thing? How do I know that the Yidden aren't going to sin and you're going to end up destroying them the same way you destroy the Dara Mabel and the Dara Flogger? The Maratzchios in the Zagoyis on this Gemara right here says, Tzorich Iyon. How could Avram Avinu have had such a fleeting havamina? Isn't it a pasuk in the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu swore he's never going to bring a marble. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu swore that he's never going to bring a marble, so how is it possible that he could have been worried about this? That's the whole rainbow, right? Vakim Moisi as Brisi Beini Uvena. We know this. This is Aleph base. Every little child knows that there was a marble, but at the same time, Hashem swore that he's never going to bring another marble. So all of a sudden, Avram Avinu's worried. How do I know that Yidden aren't going to sin and you're going to do to them what you did to the Dara Mabel? How could Abish do what he did to the Dara Mabel? Abish swore that he's not going to do again what he did to the Dara Mabel. Says the Maharat Tzchias for Efshar. Da kavono she yase imoim kolo ke Dara Mabel. Ulam, lo yal yedei Mabel mayim, rak al yedei Mabel esh ukedoimo. Maybe Avram Avinu's concern was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to the world what he did to the Dara Mabel, meaning he's going to destroy mankind, albeit not in the same way that he did it to the Dara Mabel. The Dara Mabel was destroyed with water. Says the Maharat Tzchias, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that he won't bring another Mabel, his shvua was that he wouldn't bring another Mabel Shalmayim. But who said that the Eivishter can't bring a Mabel Shalesh? Who said there can't be a Mabel of Gofres for Melach Sreifa Kalarza? How do you know that there can't be a Mabel that's going to happen through some other means? There was never a Shvu on that. So says Maharat Tzchias, that's what Avram Avinu was worried about. He knew there was a Shvu in Parshas Noach, of course. But at the same time, Avram knew that the Shvu was only for a Mabel Shamayim. Who said the Shvu was going to be for a Mabel Shalesh? The truth is that this Chiddush of the Maharat Tzchias, that the Shvu of the Mabel was only that Hashem won't bring a Mabel Shalmayim, but Lav Dafka that he won't bring a Mabel Shalesh, is really a very, very big discussion. One of the Maharat Mekoymas is the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Noach. It's in the middle of a long piece. Just read this one short paragraph. V'nisha lamoid al hoichochas birur hadavar. Im habris, this bris, the covenant that Hashem made with mankind. Gam al shar puraniyesh lo yavoyu lahachris kol basar, oy dafka b'mei hamabel hushanishba. In other words, Arachaim is clearing this shiloh. Was the shvu of the Mabel dafka meha Mabel? Or was the shvu even with some other means? Either way, the Maharat Tzchias says, l'chura from this Gemara, there's a tremendous raya that could be the shvua was only that there wouldn't be a Mabel Shomayim, but maybe a Mabel Shalesh, there would be. Next Gemara is another classic. Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Mishmar, Hayu mispalalim al korban achem. The Anshei Mishmar, they would daven for their brothers. She yiskabel beratzen, that the korbanos should be accepted beratzen. Anshei Maimid, and the Anshei Maimid miskansel the Beis HaKnesses. They would enter the Beis HaKnesses. V'yoshvin dalet tainis, and they would fast four tainis. B'sheni b'shabes, b'shlishi b'shabes, b'revii b'shabes, u'b'chamishi. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. B'sheni, on Monday, the reason they would fast was al yardei ayam. In case there are any yidden that are trapped at sea, they should have a yeshua. Bashlishi, on Tuesday, it was al holchei midbaris. They would fast for the holchei midbaris, for anyone that's out in the midbar. Berevi, on Wednesday, al askara, shalaitipa lalatinoikis. Askara was considered a misa mishuna. It's mentioned in many places in Shas. And they would daven and fast that the tinoikis should not have askura. B'chamishi, on Thursday, al uborois umeinikos. They would daven for the uborois and the meinikos. Uborois, they would daven for the uborois. That's an uber that's in its mother's womb. Shalei apilu, that they shouldn't become a nafel. And meinikos, shayoniko as b'neim, that they should be able to nurse and sustain their children. Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos lohei mesana. They didn't fast. Why? Mipnei kovet haShabbos. Because of kovet haShabbos. Not kovet Shabbos, to go into Shabbos so hungry. Kavachayim b'Shabbos atzma. Certainly they didn't fast on Shabbos. Be'echav b'Shabbos my time alive. Why didn't they fast on Sunday? So they fasted on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not on Friday, and Shabbos because of kovet Shabbos. What about Sunday? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and said, Mipnei anoitzrim. The reason they didn't fast on Sunday was because of the Noitzrim. Rashi, Sha'oisin Oisa Yontif Shalahem. It's because the Noitzrim celebrate Sunday as a Yontif, and as a result, Mipnei HaNoitzrim, they didn't fast. You have to know what's the connection between the Noitzrim making it a Yontif and the Anshei Maimon not fasting. But really, what really has to be understood is the Mamadis are Adindai Raisa. And certainly, the Mamadis that we're explaining are the Mamadis going back to the Mishnah, and this would seem to have predated potentially the Noitzrim, and it certainly predates the time that the Noitzrim celebrated Sunday as a Yontif. So just from a historical perspective, this Gemara needs to be sorted out a little bit. But regardless, Rabbi Yochanan said, you want to know why the Anshei Maimed didn't fast on Sunday? It was Mepnei HaNoitzrim. Shumar Nachmeni Yomar, Mepnei Shehu Shlishi LiYetzirah. Because it's the third day from Yetzirah. Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, it's Shlishi LiYetzirah. It's for that reason they didn't fast. What Shaychis? So Rashi says, the Adam Nivra B'Yom Shishi, U'Bechol Yom Shlishi Havi Cholosha. On the third day, after a person has a surgery or an operation, he's a little shvach. Like the pasuk says, that pasuk is describing shlishi lamila, when Shimon and Levi, they went after Shechem. But the point is that you see that when a person goes through something, so on the third day, he's always a little bit shvach. No, so Kalvachaymer, Ben Benoishel Kalvachaymer, Adam Arishan that was created on Friday, so the Shlishi Liyetzira would be Shvach, and therefore Sunday is considered a Shvach a day, and therefore on Sunday they didn't fast. Rish Lakish, Amr Rish Lakish said, Vipnei Yisham Yisera. The reason is because of the Yisham Yisera. Amr Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Nisham Yisera, Nitna by Badam Erev Shabbos. A person gets an Nisham Yisera Erev Shabbos. Interesting. We know you get the Nisham Yisera on Shabbos. You get it on Erev Shabbos, but Maitzoy Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos, Noitle Noisam Imenu, they take the Nesham Yisera away. Shenema Shavas Vayi Nafesh, Kiven Sheshavas Vayi of the Nafesh. Once Shabbos goes, Vayi of the Nafesh, at that point you lose the Nesham Yisera. So being that you lose the Nesham Yisera, so what? So again, Rashi says, Shenoitle Noisam Imenu Vahav Echolosh. Makes the person a little bit weak. So Sunday is a tiring day. Why is it a tiring day? The Gemara gave two reasons. Either because it's Shlichi Liyetzir of Adam Arishan, or it's because it's the day that we lose the Nesham Yisera, regardless. People are a little bit schwacher, and because people are a little bit schwacher, that's why they didn't fast on Sunday. So just two ha'aris as it relates to this last Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Anshei Maimid, they would fast four tainis. B'sheni b'shabbos, b'shlishni b'shabbos, b'revi b'shabbos, u'b'chamishi b'shabbos. And in fact, the Gemara goes on to explain what the purpose of the four tainis are more. B'sheni was al yardei ayam. B'shlishi, it was for the holchei midbaros. B'revi, it was for askira, shloi tipal ala tinoikis. And b'chamishi, it was ala ubaros. The Marsha on this Gemara says that yesh loimar, that the four fasts that the Gemara says the Anshei Maimed were fast are keneged the arbat srichem lahoidos. It's keneged the four people that the Gemara mentions in Masechtes Brachos, Dafnun Dalad Amibes, that srichem lahoidos, that once upon a time they had to bring a carbon taida, and today they would have to bench Hagoymel. Says the Marsha, the B'sheni B'Shabbos, they would fast al Yardei Ayam. Yardei Ayam, the one of the arba that are tzrichim lahoidos. B'shlishi al hochei midbaros. A yid that's hoilich ben midbar, he's another one of the arba tzrichim lahoidos. Choylish en esrapa. B'rvi al askara. Shaloi tipal al atinoikis. That's choylish en esrapa. And a yoytzim ibeisei asurim. He's also someone that has to be, he's also someone that is chayv lahoidos. B'chamishi al ubarois umeinikois. The uber is the base asurim of its mother, and as a result, it's maybe that's the fourth one. It's the yoytzim base asurim. It says the marsha that you find throughout Chazal this concept of arba tzrichim lahoidis. The marsha says that the dalot koisis that we drink on belel seder are connected arba tzrichim lahoidis. Marsha talks about salah, but you see this idea. There's a theme that there's arba tzrichim lahoidis. Chazal took this all the people that are tzrichim lahoidis and divided into four groups. There's arba that are tzrichim lahoidis and connected arba that are tzrichim lahoidis connected. These are the four things that we have now. We always speak out that the Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim Simen Reish Yotes says Arba Tzrichim Lahoydeis. The Yardei Ayam Kishalom Imenu V'Holchim Midbarois Kishagir LiYishuv U'Misha Hoya Choyl V'Nesrape U'Misha Hoya Chavish Bebeis Asurim V'Simonech V'Choyl HaChayim Yoyducha Sela. Chayim is Rosh Hatevis Chavush Yisurim Yam and Midbar. Chavush is someone that was Chavush Bebeis Asurim. Yisurim is the Chayla. Yam is someone that's in the Yam. And the Mem is Midbar. V'chayl HaChayim. Chayim is the Rosh Hatevis for the Arba that are Tzrichim Lahoidis. It's interesting that the Marsha says that there were four tainis keneged Arba that are Tzrichim Lahoidis. Truth is, in the Gemara, it's Mavur that really there could have been more. Should have been a fifth, maybe a sixth, a seventh. Gemara says, Erev Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, Shabbos, for sure Kavod Shabbos. What about Sunday, with Noitzrim, all these different reasons that we came up with, why we're not fasting on Sunday. L'chaira, if the four tainiyos are keneged, the arba tzrichim lahoidos, which means these are four people that find themselves in particular danger. So what's the Hava meaning? There should be a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. So it's very nice why it's four. It's Ma'od Matim. It stems. There's Arba that are Tzrichim Lahoides. That means there's four Tzaris that really would be Mechayiv a person to give a special Shvach Vaida to say Baruch Shepetrani, to bring a carbon Toidim as much as Mikdash Oyekayim. Kineged that, we have four tiniest. So what's the Hava meaning in the Gemara? That should be a fifth. And a sixth and a seventh. Maybe this is a raya to the Shagasari that we spoke out last week in the story with Chani Amagel. After the story with Chani Amagel, what did he say? Let's bring a par hoida. Rashi says it was a par for vidoy. Hoidah is miloshen lehisvados. But the Shagasari says in Gvuris Arivyesh Loimar was a par hoida miloshen arbat srichim lehoidos. Because Klal Yisrael just had this unbelievable miracle take place, and as a result, they had to give shvach vaida. Says the Shagasari, you're going to ask me a kasha. What do you mean arbat srichim lehoidos? This is not one of the four. The four is Lav Dafka. Chazal gave us four, but really there's more than four. And if a person feels that he has to give Shvach Vayda because he was in a tzara and he was nitzel from this tzara, or he had a particular Yeshua, of course he would have to. Says the Shagasari, if it hasn't rained the entire winter and now all of a sudden it starts raining, ein lecha tzara gedoyla mizu, and as a result, it's pasha you'd be chayv to bring a carbon tayidah. So it's gewaldig. It's true, our bot tzrichem lahoidahs. But our bot said the Shagasari is just a mashal. It's love dafka those four. It can be more than four as well. This Gemara. It's true, it's four keneged arba tzrichim lahoidos, but that doesn't necessarily preclude and say that there wouldn't have been more. Theoretically, if you can fast on Friday or Shabbos on Sunday, we would have found other tzaris for us to fast for. But the bottom line is, that's what the Marsha says, that the four tiniest of the Anshei Maimid are keneged darba that are tzrichim lahoidos. That's the first ara. The second ara is, just moving along in no particular order, is, so the Gemara says, so why is it that the Anshei Maimid didn't fast on Sunday? And the Gemara gave three reasons. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mipnei Anoitzrim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, Mipnei Shehu Shlishi Liyitzira. Reish Lakish said, Mipnei Neshama Yisera. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, the reason is because it's Shlishi Liyitzira. And Rashi gave a very interesting pshat. Rashi says, Adam Arishan was created on Friday. He was created on Erev Shabbos. So if he was created on Erev Shabbos, it comes out his Shlishi Liyitzira was on Sunday. We know that a person, third day after an operation, is Shvach. Adam HaRishon was born. So certainly, day three, which is Sunday, he was Shvach. Because Adam HaRishon was Shvach, it's for that reason it's considered dangerous to fast on that day, because the assumption is that all the Kayhanim are going to be Shvach on that day. And the truth is, at first glance, it's very, very tzarech bir. L'chura, ma inyin, the fact that Adam HaRishon was Shvach on that first Sunday of his life, to now, thousands of years later, you have Kayhanim that would love to fast on Sunday for some tzar and klai as well. We don't fast. It's considered dangerous because it's shlishi for what? Because Adam HaRishon, for him it was the third day. But what does that have to do with a yid that right now is a member of these mamadois that's holding my fasting? L'chura, what does Adam HaRishon's Sunday being Shlishi Liyitzira have to do with the Anshei Maimid so many years later? So you know who asks this kasha? The Rajba. The Rajba asks this kasha. It's in Tshuvas HaRajba. It's actually in two places. It's in Chelek Gimel, Simen Reish Tzadik, and it's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tof Yud Gimel. And the Rajba is Meichiach from this Gemara, a tremendous Yisoid. The Rajba's Meichiach that you see from this Gemara, that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'sheishis Yimei Bereishis, on a particular day, when that particular day comes around, at any point in the future, the koyach, hayetzira, of that first day, is chayzev v'neir. Sechazet sechib benachamah. So, on the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Shemayim v'aretz v'yehi ar. So there's a koyach of v'yehi ar in every single yom rishon. And the same is true for Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on that day, B'Briya Sa'olam, it now made it part of the Teva, that there's some connection between the B'Briya of that Inyan and that particular day, at B'Yis Goyal Tzedek. Forever, that day will be associated with whatever it was created on that day. And the Koyach HaYetzira will be included. It's as if to say the Yetzirah on some level, Chazit Zechiber. And that koyach is something that exists. The Rashba says that the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samachay Amid Beis. The Gemara says that there were two Amayron that every Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shaya, have a Yasvi Kol Maili Shabbat. Every Erev Shabbos they would sit Vaaski B'Seifi Yitzira, and they were Isaac and Seifi Yitzira Umivrulu Igla Tilsa, and they would make an eagle. So what are you making for Shabbos? Seifi Yitzira, and they would make food for Shabbos. They didn't just make an eagle; they made an Igla Tilsa. That's the most chashuva type of eagle. Va'achlile, and then they would go ahead and they would eat it. So Rav Chanina and Rav Yishaya, this is what they would cook up, literally, every single Erev Shabbos. They would make an Igla Tulsa using Sefer Yetzirah. Says the Rashba, it's poshet, that the Gemara says that when did they do it? They did it on Erev Shabbos. You know why they did it on Erev Shabbos? Because Erev Shabbos was the only time they had the koyach to do it. Because Erev Shabbos, what was created? Animals were created on Erev Shabbos. A man was also created on Erev Shabbos. But that's when the animals were created. And because the animals were created on Erev Shabbos, so on Erev Shabbos, there's a koyach to create animals. As I stay in Rashba, Yesh Meayin, and they knew the Seifa Yitzira, but it's true they knew how to use the Seifa Yitzira, but they were only able to manipulate Erev Shabbos. And it says the Rashba, that's why the Gemara says they did it Erev Shabbos and not Erev Yontif. And the Gemara says there's 4 days a year where the butchers used to sell more meat than any other day. And there's nafkiminas and halacha, suyas of Oysev Espinoy, Leisishchud B'Yamechot, comes up in different places in Shas. And the Rashba says you don't find on those days where people were eating so much food that they were going and they were making animals with Sefi Yitzir, because Erev Yontif they couldn't do it. It was only Erev Shabbos that they were able to do it. They were able to do it on Erev Shabbos because Erev Shabbos was the Zman of Yitzira, and therefore that day they were able to tap in to the Koyach HaYitzira through the Sefi. But it's only because on Erev Shabbos, this is what happens, says the Rashba. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos, and therefore that first Sunday of Adam's life, he was Shvach. Why was he Shvach? Because it's Shlish Eliyatzir. So the Kashas, what does that have to do with the Anshei Maimed that thousands of years later want to fast? The Teretz says, because if Adam was created on Yom Vav, on some level we're all being created on Yom Vav. We're all being created on Yom Vav. And if we're all being created on Yom Vav, every single Sunday is for us Shlishi Liyatzira. And that's why you're exhausted, you're knocked out. It's because why? It's because it's Shlishi Liyatzira. And because it's Shlishi Liyatzira, therefore, it's. What do you mean? Shlishi Liyatzira for Adam HaRishon? Yeah, but if Adam HaRishon was Shlishi Liyatzira, that means there's a Koyach HaYatzira that's Chayzav Neir that repeats itself every single Yom Shishi. This is what the Rashba says. And therefore, every single Sunday was considered to be a Shvacha day, like Rashi says. And that's why the Anshei Maimed didn't fast on this day. So this Rashba is something that we've mentioned in the past. I mean, this is the Gemara, so if not today, then when? So of course, we had to speak out the Rashba today. But just two very nice ha'aris related to this Rashba. Number one, on Matzoy Shabbos, when we make Avdalah, we make a Boire Ma'ore Ya'ish. So why do we make the Boire Ma'ore Ya'ish on Matzoy Shabbos? The Pashup Shabbos is because on Shabbos, you weren't allowed to have Hanah from fire, like Sevaru Ish Bechomesh Veseicha B'Yem HaShabbos, and now Matzoy Shabbos you can, so you're appreciating the Ish, and because you're appreciating the Ish, so therefore you make the bracha of Boir Ma'ore, meaning Boir Ma'ore Ish has nothing to do with Havdalah. Havdalah is it being Mavdal ben Kodesh L'chol. What does it have to do with Boir? It's the Besamim we take because of the Neshama Yisera, Chosh HaReach, right? We want to appease the Neshama. But what does Boir Ma'ore Ish have to do with anything? So that's the Pashup Shabbos. But the Achronim say that Lefidus Rashba, you can say, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalid Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Shtei Dvarim Olu B'Machshava Libaris B'Erev Shabbos. There were two things that was Olu B'Machshava by Hashem to create an Erev Shabbos, but V'Loi Nivra on Matzoy Shabbos. But they weren't created until Matzoy Shabbos. Matzoy Shabbos, Aslan Kadosh Baruch Hu Dei B'Adam HaRishon. Hashem gave Das to Adam HaRishon. Me'ein Dugma Shal Maila. It was some real heavenly Das. Ve'hevi Shnei Avonim. He took two stones. Ve'tochan on Zubazu. He grinded them against each other. Ve'yotza Mehen. Or fire came out. And fire was created when? On Matzoy Shabbos. So say the Achroinim. If fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos, and the Rashba said, based on our Gemara, that anything that was created at a particular time, when that time comes again, it's stronger. So it comes out, when is fire most potent? It's most potent on Matzoy Shabbos. So it's a nice additional knetch, why you would make the bracha Boir Ma'ore Yesh on Matzoy Shabbos. Yeah, Pasha, the reason is, like we said, but there's a nice Haysafa. The Haysafa is that that's when fire was created. That's often a Gemara. Psochem Nun Dalad Amar Aleph. Nusaf, that's when fire was created, so it's very geschmack that it's starker then. If it's starker then, that would be an appropriate time to do it. One other Ha'ara related to this Rashba, and that is the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. It's a classic Gemara. The Gemara says that the Tana Rabbi Eliezer once entered the Beis HaKnesses. V'lo imatza asara. He couldn't find a minion. He needed a minion. They had nine people, but they needed a tzenta. He had his Evet Kanani. V'shichur avda. He was Meshachar as Evet Kanani. V'shlima la'asara. And like this, he had a minion. V'ayt the Gemara. Why? How was he allowed to do it? V'amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, kol Meshachar avda everybody say. Shenem aloylo mem tavoidu. So the Gemara says that this was Lutvar Mitzvah, and it was a Mitzvah the Rabbim, and because it was a Mitzvah the Rabbim, therefore Rabbi Eliezer went ahead, and he was Meshachar his Evet Kanani. The Chida in his Birkei Yosef brings that he heard Akasha from this Gemara on a famous chiddush from the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi, in one of his tshuvas, declares, what would be if somebody created a golem? Someone created a golem. So we've heard of the golem in Prague. Chacham Tzvi says that he had a zeda who lived in Chelem. His name was Rabbi Yoel Michelem. And Rabbi Yoel Michelem had gemacht a golem, et bashafen a golem. He made a golem. So he wants to know, does the Chacham Tzvi, if somebody would make a golem, could the golem be mitzdarif l'minyan, or could the golem not be mitzdarif l'minyan? This was the shayla of the Chacham Tzvi. So Pasha, you would say, of course he can't be mitzdarif l'minyan. He's not a yid. What's the hava midi can be mitzdarif l'minyan? So he says a very big chiddush. He says, because the Gemara says that kol megadol yosef yisaymi b'tach beis and malol levakosav kilu yaldoi. So being that the owner of the golem, his Zayda's golem was raised by his Zayda, so it was Kilu Yaldai of the Zayda. He was like the Zayda's kid. If he's the Zayda's kid, maybe he would have a din of Yisrael. Tremendous chedushin going on, but this is a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. As I declared the Chacham Tzvi. So the Chida says he heard the Adam Gadol ask the Kasha. His Kasha was that if it's true, Chacham Tzvi had a tzad, that a golem could be mitzdarif l'minyan, but Eliezer walks into Beis Medrash and he couldn't find a minyan. He needs a tzeinta. So what did he do? He has an Evet Kanani. He was Meshachar as Evet Kanani. The Gemara said it was problematic. Call him Meshachar Avdo Evibase. It's not so posh, you should be able to do this. But this is what he went ahead and did. He went ahead, he was Meshachar as Evet Kanani. So this was his kasha. His kasha was Rabbi Eliezer. We know Rabbi Eliezer was. He's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer fame. So Lechu Rabbi Eliezer should have had a Pashteitza. He should have made a golem. What's he be Meshachar as Evet? He should have made a golem. So the Pardes Yosef in an art says that Lefi the Rajba, it's Pashit. Because what did the Rajba say? The Rajba says that the only time you could do this is when is on Erev Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos was the Zman of Yetzirah. And that's why you find the Gemara says that Amayroim, that we're able to make an Igla Til. So when did they do it? They did it on Erev Shabbos. They didn't do it on Erev Yontif. They didn't do it even on, you know, Erev Shvuas were Hakomaydin the Beinin Ami Lachem. They didn't do it Erev Shmini Atzeres, where you find it with the Yidden used to be Marba Besud. It was Davka Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is the Zman of Yetzirah, and therefore it's on that day that there's a special Koyach HaYetzirah. So Zokt the Pardes Yosef, Lefi the Rashba, it only works on Erev Shabbos. Who said the story happened on Erev Shabbos? In fact, if you look in the Rosh on this Gemara, the Rosh says he thinks it happened on Shabbos. He thinks the Gemara over there was Parsha Zachar. It's the famous Rosh. The Parsha Zachar is the Raisa. It's on that Gemara right there. Oh, but Erev Shabbos? Mechtesi. 6 out of 7 chances it didn't happen on Erev Shabbos. So Lefi Zed, Miyushev, the Kasha that the Chida brought from an Adam Gadol on the Chacham Tzvi. Either way, one last Ta'ara. And that is, so the Gemara said, Umoli Mamodis Leineskaimu Shamayim Va'aretz. And the Gemara says that that's what's going on in the Shakla V'Tarya between Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu during Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Bris Bein Absarim. And then Amalufanov, Avram Avinu tells Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Teilech b'zman sheBeis HaMikdash Kayim. B'zman she'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Matel. What's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Amaloi, Kfar tikanti lahem seder karbonos, B'zman she'koyrim behem lefonai, Mala ne'aleim kilo ekrivim. It's true, we're not always going to be able to bring karbonos. But at the same time, even when the Yidden are not able to bring karbonos, at the same time, if you learn the parish of karbonos, even just reading the parish of karbonos with Havana, that in of itself is Mala ne'aleichem, and therefore, it's true, Moli ma'amadis le'nis and the mamadi sometimes could be in the form of actual akrava, and sometimes it could be in the form of davening, and sometimes it can be in the form of learning, like we spoke from the mashal. Lule sayrascha shashuai azavadeti beonye. Lule sayrascha shashuai ilmole mayad mamadis loineskai mushamayim va'aret. We've mentioned in the past that the Chassam Sofer, and this is in Torah's Moshe and Parshas Truma, so we mentioned in today's daf and in yesterday's daf, the Pasuk says, Saves b'nei Yisrael v'yomarta aleihem es karboni lachmi li'ishai reyach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadai. So the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. He says, if you make a cheshben, there were 1,310 years that the Yidden brought karbonis. He says, 40 years in the Midbar, 440 years from when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, and then the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. So it was 40 plus 440 plus 410 plus 420. If you do the math, it's 1,310 years. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's merumas in the Pasuk. Es karboni lachmi le'ishai. Le'ishai is le, for, Aleph, Shin Yud. Aleph is Aleph. That's 1,000. Shin Yud is 310. So he says, as Karboni Lachmi Le'ishai, that there's going to be an opportunity to bring the Karbonis Tamid, and it's going to be Le'ishai. Le'elef Shin Yud. For 1,310 years. Reach Nichoichi. And there's going to be a Gevaldig Reach Nichoich. But afterwards, Tishmeru, we're going to have to wait. Lahakrav Liba Mayadai. Until we'll be able to bring the Karbanos again. We had the Karbanos for 1,310 years. Le'ishai. Merumas in the Pasuk is Karboni Lachmi Le'ishai. That's how many years we had the Karbanos Tamid. What's afterwards? Afterwards, it's Tishmeru. Stating that, there is an idea that the Svarim bring in different places from the Ramami Pano. And this is from the Ramami Pano's Asarim Amaris. It's a Maimer Eim Kolchai. It's Chelik Shlishi. It's Simen Chav Gimel. This is, of course, above my pay grade. But just the words of the Ramami Pano are Divrei Chizuk. We'll just end with this. So the Ramami Pano says as follows, that he talks about Eliyahu HaNavi and how Eliyahu HaNavi was Pinchas, and we know Eliyahu HaNavi was Loi Meis. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, we know Chazal say, Makriven Afal Pisha Im Bayis. It's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah in the first parak. It's coming up very shortly. But it's really a Gemara throughout Shas. Machlaik is whether Kedusha Rishayin is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi, or Kedusha Rishayin is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi. But the Gemara says, Makriven Afal Pisha Im Bayis. Says the Ramami Pano, what's the soid of Makriven Afal Pisha Im Bayis? The soid is that Eliyahu HaNavi was Loi Meis, and Eliyahu HaNavi was Pinchas, and Pinchas Ben Alaza ben Aharon Akoyin, Ezdach Givein Akoyin Gadol. It's for Amru Olav, Ramami Pano, Shu Makriv Tmidim Beveis HaMikdash, that Eliyahu HaNavi is being Makriv Karbonis Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, Afa Pisha Hu Shomeim, even though the Beis HaMikdash is Shomeim, it's destroyed. Sharebik Dusha Say Oimed, Vaas Yuki Hodet Tanin Besayf Idiyas Makrivin, Afa Pisha Ein Bayas. The Efsher, says the Ramami Pano, the Efsher, She Nignazu Loi Kupois Mitrumes Alishka. It could be Eliyahu HaNavi still has Shirayim from the Trumas Alishka. Kedeshi Yehu Boy Mishal Tzibur. So like this, he should be able to bring it from the Tzibur. The Einai Rochik Lahamin. And then he says, read his Lashonis, the Efsher. The Einai Rochik Lahamin. It's not far, it's not right to believe. Shiyu Ovisa Oilam Oimdam Agab of the Maimud. That is Anshe Maimud too. And you know the Anshe Maimud are? It's the Ovisa Oilam, it's the Ovisa Kedoshim. The Heimon, Osof, Viyadusun. Meshoirim, they're playing music. And then after Eliyahu HaNavi brings the carbon tamin as the hakayin, so he gets to keep the ar. The oil is kulei kolol, oh, but not the ar. The basa is kulei gol. He gets to keep the skin. Amrushu oisem megillas megillas. You know what he does with the ar? He writes megillas. V'koisev schuyaseim shall call echad mi Yisrael. And every single time a yid learns, every time a yid does a mitzvah, every time a yid learns a daf gemara, whatever he does, he takes and he writes it down. He gives a check on his check. On his box, it's on the iris of all these karbanis. That's where he's koisev schuyeseim shkol echad v'Yisrael. Says v'yesh oimrim, and some say she'ezer or shaloi who may eloi shal Avraham Avinu. He says there's a yesh oimrim that says that the oir he takes and he act that his gartel is actually a gartel that goes traces itself back to the isle of Avraham Avinu, and the reason is lahaskus chus avis tamid. Like this, he should always be able to be maskud the chus of the avis. So says the Ramami Pano. Of course, in the Gemara we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and because of that we don't have karbanis, and that's the Gemara we just learned. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu already anticipated this, and Avraham Avinu said but what's going to be then? What's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara gave a teretz that we have the parasha of Karbanos of in the Teres Asoid Sedan Ander Mahalach, and that's from the Ramami Pano, where the Ramami Pano was megalotos with words like the Efsher, words like the Einai Rochik, words like V'yesh oimrim, but the yisoid is that Eliyahu HaNavi is loimeis. Eliyahu HaNavi is a kohen. He's a kohen gadol. Eliyahu HaNavi is in the makom hamikdash. He's bringing karbonis. He's bringing tamidim every single day. Al derech makriven afal b'shem bayis. It's a concept that you can bring karbonis even though there's no beis hamikdash. And it's brought from the Trumas HaLishka, from the tzibur. There's still shirayim from the tzibur. And the Avos HaOlam, who are the Anshei Maimon? It's Avram, it's Yitzchak, it's Yaakov, Haman, Osav, and Yedusim. They're the Meshayrim. And then Eliyahu, he takes the skin, and he writes on the skin, Zchuyaseyem Shechol Echad Mi Yisrael. It's Megillus, Megillus. All the mitzvahs, all the schusim that the Yidden have, it's Megillus, Megillus. So the truth is, the Chasam Sofer said, it's Karboni, Lachmi, Li'ishai. And of course, the real Karbonis that we were able to bring was Le'elef Shin Yud. It was for 1,310 years. And other than that, it's Tishmeru, Lahakrav Liba Mayadai. We're going to have to wait. But on a deeper level, these are Karbonis that we have right now. Still going to have to wait to be zoicha to see it, and to be zoicha to partake, and to be zoicha to be able to feel it, and to realize that it's happening. But on some level, even now, while we're waiting, while it's tishmeru, lahakrav libe mayadai, every single day, on some level, we have the mamadais, and it's these mamadais, like the Gemara says, that are keeping up shemayim v'aretz.